Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
We started the day talking about, I'm a little sad, 5 weeks of fun coming to an end, man. We're talking about the World Cup. We'll revisit that conversation. We'll give you an open leaderboard coming up as well. Yes. We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hope you're having a great day. Braves back at it tomorrow. They start a three-game series with the Rangers, guys, as the season resumes. And we have a lot of questions as we get ready for that series. Look, I'll say this. The playoff run starts tomorrow. Don't be fooled. You cannot start off the second half of the season, technically, and lose a bunch of games, Mike, and we've got all these question marks about the offense and pitching and feel like we're going to make a run. I feel like this is a very important two and a half week period for the Braves, so we'll talk about that along the way. But you, sir, have a very interesting list.
Yeah, I found this list, and I was like, okay, you know what? Do I like this list? Do I agree with this list? It's another one of these. Again, you could argue that these happen all the time now during football season. Some would say it's clickbait, but again, with just 2 weeks left before camp starts, we're going to find out just what we've got with our quarterback battle. And one thing we know is they're throwing to one of the best wide receivers in the league.
Yes,
how good?
Yes,
well,
are.
The nerds at PFF,
okay,
Pro Football Focus, announced the top 10 wide receivers ahead of this season. Number one, Puka Nacua with the Rams.
Have no issues with that.
I might put Jackson Smith and Jigba over him, but either way, both guys make unbelievable catches.
Fair enough. Yeah. True.
But again, we're splitting hairs of excellence,
okay,
right, on that one.
Yes.
Third, Justin Jefferson.
Okay.
You know, he had to deal with a bad quarterback situation, made the most of it. Number four, Ja'Marr Chase.
Yes.
So no argument so far, right?
Beast, yes.
Number five, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Lions, go-to guy. Okay, okay.
Number six, now a Patriot. You see the logo, formerly an Eagle, A.J. Brown.
Ooh. He's still a top 10 guy?
Yeah. He's capable of he could have 1,500, 1,600 yards. 2,000 yards. Got to get him the rock.
Yes. You're right. All right.
And now it'll be Drake May's job.
Right. I'm skewed because of the Eagle stuff, but yes. Okay.
No,
you're right.
I mean, I might put CeeDee Lamb over both of them.
Me too. That's what I was going to say.
Because CeeDee Lamb comes in at number seven. Again, this is from the nerds at Pro Football Focus. Number eight, Nico Collins from the Houston Texans. A down year for CJ Stroud.
Yes, it was. But Nico is, he's a dude now.
Right.
You know what the common denominator is for all of these guys? And here's what's even funny about the Puka Nacua thing. Puka's faster than you think he is. He makes big plays down the field, but Mike, all these guys for the most part stretch the field. The guys you're talking about right now, they all stretch the field. All right, go ahead.
So you got Nico at 8, and then two Cowboys. George Pickens, he of the franchise tag, comes in at number 9.
He made the top 10.
Again, this is Pro Football Focus. Does Collinsworth still own that? I know Collinsworth bought a big piece of it. I don't know if he sold it.
I don't know either.
But Chris Collinsworth, a legendary, well, in his own mind, good NFL wide receiver, NBC. I love his broadcast. I don't think people get so in their bag about it. I think he brings attitude and edge. I like it.
I do too.
Anyway, he's had a big part with PFF. Number 10 on their top 10 wide receivers going into this season, Drake London.
I like these PFF guys.
Yeah, and I got to be honest, I don't think I could put Drake atop of those guys just based on the stats. Some of these things beyond his control. We know he played in probably 2, maybe 3 games that he probably should have sat out because of injury, but he gave it a go because he's a tough dude.
I'm with you. Look, I have no issue saying he's not Ja'Marr Chase. He's not those guys at the top. I have no issue saying that. He's not Justin Jefferson, Mike. He hasn't put up those kinds of seasons that some of those guys have had.
2 years ago, he was top four. He was a top four receiver 2 seasons.
So here's the question, though. That's the big question mark. Because really, you're judging A.J. Brown not off of last season. You know what he's been at his best. Right. Have we seen Drake at his best? And has he had any of those quarterbacks that some of those guys have had an opportunity to play with? If who am I thinking of at the top of the list? Who'd you say?
Justin Jefferson had to deal with the quarterback shenanigans in Minnesota.
And he still put up numbers. So, I don't know, man. I love Drake, but I do think, as I said, he's playing with a little chip on his shoulder, and it has nothing to do with the new contract. Guys, he's going to get paid regardless. I just think it has to do with this kind of stuff, where you go, wait a minute, why? Well, I'm not in the top five. Like, to me, that's where he belongs. That's where he should be. But he's got an opportunity to prove that, and that's we got to get him the ball, man. We got to get down the ball or the ball down the field a lot more this season. More explosive plays.
And that's just it. I mean, everybody, you just touched on it. You've got to have a reliable delivery system. That's what made Roddy White. If you go back and look at the year that Mike Vick unfortunately had the dog fighting and was out and then wound up in the Huskow, you had like 4, I mean, just absolute mediocre quarterbacks, and Roddy went over 1,000 yards receiving that year.
Sure did.
You know, we had everybody from who was the guy? I still can't remember his name. Joey Harrington. And we had, who else, Oren? Byron Leftwich.
You know, Chris Redmond?
Redmond. Good pull. Okay. Good pull from Louisville. And Roddy had a great year that year. That was the one. Remember, that's the year that Petrino quit with a couple games left on the season.
It's hard.
But that's a testament to how good Roddy was.
No, I agree. I agree. And look, as he got a better quarterback, what happened with Roddy? He just got better and better, right? So,
right.
I am glad that our guy is getting recognized in the top 10. You know, we talk about Bijan. He was ranked, I think, 18th on the Bleacher Report list of top players to build a franchise around. Okay, I'm cool with that. I would have him lower than that. I would have him a lot lower than 18th? 8 to build a franchise around?
Right.
But we're talking – this guy is a staple guy. Look, and the problem I think a lot of people have is there was a time in the NFL where you literally did build your team around a running back, right? Sweetness. Mm-hmm. Think about it, right? Eric Dickerson, Tony Dorsett, right? Even the Cowboys were built around Emmitt Smith, Mike.
Right.
That's really what that was. And then everything else kind of worked off of it, and Troy Aikman and play action. But the league has changed, and so I don't think people look at it like that. But, like, for me, 18th on the Bleacher Report list for build a franchise around, I think he should be higher than that.
Yeah, I just, unfortunately, it's a byproduct of how bad the Falcons have been. It has nothing to do with, I mean, we know what he is. It's just, if he was playing in Los Angeles, if he's playing for a winner, a perennial playoff team, and we haven't been there in 8 years. So it is unfortunately, something that won't change until we win. Another thing that happened, all these memes. See all these memes that have popped up now? Every one of these teams has won a playoff game in Mercedes-Benz.
Talking about football teams?
Well, they show, football and football.
Oh.
So they show Atlanta United. They show England. You know, I should say Argentina. They show all the teams, you know, that have played here in some of those off-season Champions League events. You know, like we had, you know, European teams. They show the college teams. And you know who hasn't won a playoff game?
Falcons.
Yeah. Is that going to change anytime soon?
Well, hope this year. I mean,
you can't argue with it. It just reminds you of why, again, 8 years this building's been open and we haven't been able to bring home the bacon.
No, it's very frustrating. All right, the countdown to camp continues, man. We have what, 14 days until training camp starts.
Is this going to make people upset?
No, I'm just telling you, we got 14 days.
I want to make one thing clear. There's only one Mr. Voice, and it's me. Me. Got it? Come on! It's Dukes and Bell's Falcons Camp Countdown. 14 days until we find out if both knees are healthy. Wait, what?
Wow.
Okay. I mean, fair enough. You can't argue with that. I mean, that. I mean, again, people will get triggered. You're talking about Michael Penix. I presume Mr. Voice is talking about his knees.
Here's the deal, though. Apparently, Mr. Voice is listening to this show.
I want to make one thing clear.
Obviously.
There's only one Mr. Voice, and it's me. Me.
He's obviously listening to the show. Because, Mike, we don't contact this guy. All we do is put the request in, hey, can we do something? And next thing you know, this is the kind of stuff we get. Either way, aren't both of his knees healthy?
It's Dukes and Bell's Falcons Camp Countdown. 14 days until we find out if both knees are healthy. Wait, what?
Will they be healthy? Day-Day, why are you shaking your head in there? Will they be healthy?
Because there's... Come on, man.
What?
Come on, Mr. Voice. 4 days in a row. 4 days in a row. Come on, Mr. Voice.
Well, again, we've established that Mr. Voice is not Carl Dukes. Voice are two separate people.
That's not me.
Mr. Voice is his own person. And apparently, he is pro Tua, much like you. That's why people are led to believe.
It sounds like there's some kind of allegiance.
Because you'd have to bend your knees too much again.
That was Stephen A. By the way.
It sounds like there's some kind of allegiance.
Would you stop it? There's no allegiance.
You're pro Tua. You're pro Tua. Now you've made the argument, and it's a valid argument that Tua's got an advantage.
You know what? You're gonna have Michael's people PO'd at me. Yeah, I am not pro Tua. I am simply giving Tua much more of an opportunity than most of you.
Can't wait for that first day in the closet.
Yeah, I told you. That's what we call wait a minute. This ain't R. Kelly we're talking about. We're talking about our studios in Atlanta.
Yes.
Falcons headquarters.
Up at Flowery Branch. No, you're right. I mean, look, I welcome the opportunity. We love Pitch.
Not.
He talked to us throughout the course of last year up until the injury because, you know, he was.
Right. He was unavailable.
Yeah. And then there were times he was in the building. We were like, hey, is Mike here? And they were like, yeah, he's chilling or whatever. But I welcome it. Mike and I welcome the opportunity.
Nah.
I can't wait till Mike tells Penix how much he dislikes his situation.
We'll talk to Michael Penix because unlike some of the listeners who are like, he should never talk to you. Guys on the text line. He should punch you guys out. Well, that will make the news.
It's Dukes and Bell's Falcons Camp Countdown. 14 days until we find out if both knees are healthy.
Mr. Voice is not wrong. Okay, I don't know what that was. But he's not wrong about that. He's not wrong about that.
Right. Confused because normally you have one knee injury in one knee, but Michael has knee injuries in both knees.
That's
so
true.
I can understand his confusion because knee injuries to both knees.
Well, he needs both knees to be healthy this year.
He's had two knee injuries at his time in the college game, and then he had a partial tear of the ACL, the other knee, the one that was, you know, the air quotes, good knee.
Correct.
You know, this last season in week 11.
Hey.
And part of this, now again, if you're new to the show, and not a Michael Penix Jr. jock sniffer, we talk about, you know, this camp. And again, now we'll finally get to see where the rubber hits the road. Mr. Voice is, I think, across the line here, Carl. I would think at your prompting, although he maintains that you guys are two separate people. I'm still not sold on that, if I'm honest.
He's listening to the show, man, obviously.
But anyway, but if you're new to the show, we're going to finally find out after all this offseason of everybody breaking down, you know, wedding videos and everything else, if this guy can do the job. To do the job, you got to win the battle. To win the battle, you got to have two good knees, and that's what Mr. Voice is talking about.
Well, so thank you. It's a valid. I think it's valid. Let me ask you guys something, though. Let me say this real quick. I know Michael Penix had a really good camp last year. I did. And I think we talked a lot about it. What we didn't know is the offensive coordinator was going to do what the offensive coordinator did. So as crazy as all of this may sound, I actually thought Mike played well in camp and was ready for the season. What we didn't know is our OC was a joke.
Well again,
it was a joke, Mike.
There's things that you can talk to Michael Penix. Like, for instance, Michael Penix, he told us, and he it's not like it's a secret. He had his worst game in Charlotte. The footwork wasn't there. It was just fundamentally it was so bad.
That pick six was ugly.
Zach Robinson decides to come down. But again, this goes back to why didn't you have your offensive coordinator working with your rookie quarterback, second-year quarterback, from the jump? That goes back to Raheem Morris. I know we're covering old territory here, but I'm just for guys who feel that I got a mean on for Michael Penix Jr.
Well,
that's
you.
No, you. Me?
You.
You're the one in cahoots with Mr. Voice on Tua.
I am not in cahoots. You're the one who said you don't trust a quarterback who's had three knee surgeries.
Well, I did say that. Okay. That's true. But getting back to it, there's things that are, you know, you can't pin on Michael Penix Jr., the poor coaching he received. You know, when he's coming to the sideline yelling, can you get the play in? Okay, yeah, he's trying to do his job and basically just his first full season as a starter.
Yep.
And you've got a guy who's now in Tampa Bay screwing the pooch in Zach Robinson.
No doubt. I'm just telling you, he had a good camp last year.
But they should have had him play in preseason.
Oh,
but Raheem Morris never plays his starters in preseason.
And no, I cannot debate that. But again, that's water under the bridge. And now he gets to prove it to a new regime and a new head coach. That will happen in 14 days.
Are you sure you're not Mr. Voice?
How the hell can I be Mr. Voice? And I mean,
I want to make one thing clear. There's only one Mr. Voice, and it's me. Me.
I mean, look, we all know how the technology works. If you go on Dateline, they change your voice.
So you were. Why are we going to Dateline with this now?
Because Carl could very easily get on one of those voice manipulation machines.
Do that.
You know, just when they ask, like, so you knew who the murderer was? I knew who the murderer was. I'm just saying that could still be you.
That's not me, dude. I don't have that technology. I don't have the capability.
You knew it was wrong, but you still did it.
Yes, I knew it was wrong.
All right, man. Coming up, Braves resume the season tomorrow with a 3-game series against the Rangers. What if? What if? We're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bell's Falcons Camp Countdown. 14 days until we find out if both knees are healthy. Wait, what?
Hey, a reminder, this Sunday, a champion is crowned in the world's biggest sporting event, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game wants you to be a part of the last match day party of the summer at Founders Grand in South Downtown. Join Abe Gordon for a special broadcast, 2 to 6 guys, and watch the ultimate match along with him. It's all brought to you by Michelob Ultra, official beer sponsor of FIFA World Cup 26. And that's the last match day party of the summer, Sunday from 2 to 6 at Founders Grand in South Downtown with Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What if they don't do what you expect them to do? I'm talking about the Braves. Everyone kind of expects them to make multiple moves and Alex to be very active at the trade deadline, and I'm not telling you he won't be. But I laid this out to Mike, and if you're just tuning in, I said, look, the start of the season was about what they had internally, which is why they didn't go sign anybody before the season started. It was all about, well, we got all these arms, and look, the problem was we had like 5 guys who started the season on the IL, right? Including Schwellenbach and Waldrip and Smith-Shawver and Joey Wentz.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
So we were like, okay, what's this going to look like? And I said to Mike, Chris Sale, Ronaldo Lopez, this is how we started the season, guys. Grant Holmes, Bryce Elder, and Jose Suarez. And they were pretty good. And the ERA for the starters and the starting pitching was pretty good. And then things started to fall apart. Elder had issues. He had a great ERA, and we saw Holmes wobble. The bottom line is, guys, there are reinforcements coming with the pitching, too. Forget about Acuna and Kim and all this other stuff right now. We, as a show, and I know Mike's been much more adamant about it, let's go get a starting pitcher or two. But what if they don't see it that way?
Well, that's just it. I mean, you're gonna have a small sample size. When Schwellenbach, you know, can go, or A.J. Smith-Shawver, you're going to have three starts, two, and then you're going to pronounce them good to go for the stretch run? That's what I'm saying. I just think you've got to go get somebody like a Kevin Gausman to help eat some innings. Again, provided the Blue Jays are ready to do a fire sale, because right now, legitimately, there's 10 or 11 teams you could say to have a real shot of the 30 in baseball. You know, the Red Sox, I think Red Sox fans expect them to be buyers, not sellers. So that takes Sonny Gray out of the mix. Yeah, and you also, guys, you have to remember, and some Braves fans get it, some don't, you're not going to take on anybody with a big salary. That's a non-starter. Because Carl pointed out earlier in the show, there's that luxury tax, and they're not. What, you said they're $500,000 into it right now?
Yeah, the tax payment, yes.
Right. So, and that's they're not going to go much deeper than that. Now, as I said to Carl, why not? It's not my money. Oh, yes, it is, technically. Because we all do our part as fans, whether you're a season ticket holder or somebody who goes to 5 or 6 or 10 games like I do, you know? So you'd love to see them say, you're good enough, despite all the things that went wrong in the last month of the season, to still be in first place. So do you double down on that? Or do you say, as some of our listeners say, you guys are crazy. This team is too fundamentally flawed. You're getting no production from the left side of the infield, you know? Because the shortstop position with Kim is a bust. He's down to the minors. Austin Riley's in this swoon, which is no sign of coming out of. You know, the good news is Ozzie's been great. Olsen's been great. Drake has got to get back on track. You know, you hope that Ronald hits the ground running. So is that just, do you say, you know what, I'll throw some up on the wall and see what sticks. I'll go get somebody on expiring contract, one pitcher, and that's all we'll do. And then you hope that everything else you talked about comes to fruition and guys who haven't pitched all season start pitching.
It's very possible that they could view it that way because, again, nobody started better than we did. The best way to get your pitching back on track and not have to worry about us giving up all these damn runs and whether somebody's going to carry us on the mound is hitting. And if you get all of that back that Mike just laid out, how many RBIs are we talking about? Guys, we're scoring like 6 runs a game in July. All of a sudden, we went from June not scoring anything to like 6.2 in July. My point is, the easiest way to fix this is to get the lineup back to where it needs to be, and you get that production. And guess what? Elder doesn't have to go out and be perfect. Grant Holmes doesn't have to go out and be perfect. So maybe the analytics, and I'm not telling you this is it, but maybe that's the answer here, and they go, we've already paid all these guys. I need Riley to be Riley, and Acuna's going to come back and lead off at the top of this lineup. He's going to be a beast. He'll give us 50-plus RBI the second half of the season. We'll be fine. Kim's going to hit. I'm not saying it will, but what if? And that's the question that they have to weigh versus we're going to go spend $30 million on a pitcher or $25 million more on another pitcher.
Right.
And by the way, it's half the season, so it's prorated. No, they're not getting anybody for that amount
right.
of money.
Right, and guys keep asking us, you know, what about the Profar that you talked about, the Profar dividend? Well, that kind of gets canceled by Kim being worthless. You know, sorry, there's no other way to put it. Hassan Kim has had some of these, you know, he finally agreed to go down to the minors and figure it out. Ronald Acuna today with 2 walks and a grand slam, but Mark Bowman reports the Braves are slow rolling his return.
Yeah, they are. They are. And the Sonny Gray thing, Mike, you're probably right, man. I mean, I have to.
Unless somebody dazzles you, those Red Sox with prospects.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not willing to give up any of our young prospects right now. I mean, we're about to see. Was it Owen Murphy's going to pitch? Right?
Right. Him and Grant Holmes after Chris Sale.
Okay. Murphy.
Against Texas.
Guys, Murphy is a top 5 prospect in this organization. You've already seen J.R. Ritchie. He's a top prospect in this organization. I'm not willing to do that. The kid we haven't seen is the Caminiti kid.
Right.
And we might. there is a chance we might.
Well, guys were asking me yesterday about Soroka. Soroka's right now rehabbing, but the Diamondbacks are just 2.5 out of the wild card. That, I mean, you got almost 12 teams, if you really want to stretch it, that are still really in the mix for the wild card, if not the division.
So, look, these decisions above my pay grade. But for Alex Anthopoulos and the front office, who's really done a great job, that's what you're weighing. And it's a risk, because once we get past the deadline, guys, there is no more making moves anymore in baseball. This is it. That's it. So once you make that decision and you go, this is what we're going to roll with, we get into September and God, you know, hope October, Mike, and you're going, okay, this, can we win with this? And I think part of the thing it is, well, we were winning with this earlier. We got to get back to it. And the way you get back to that is get this lineup back intact. And all of a sudden, it takes a lot of pressure off this pitching staff. But you brought up something very interesting as we talk about the Braves. It's Dukes and Bell. And you went back to the World Series year. And literally, we had two guys that you could count on and a bunch of guys that were average.
Well, you had Max Fried, Charlie Morton, but Drew Smiley ate a lot of innings for you.
Yes,
he did. These guys had double-digit wins. I mean, Will Smith was your Mike, nervous, but you had a great closer and you had the night shift.
But is anybody talking about Smiley? People don't even remember
But that's like the Kevin Gausman. Think of, look, guys, this is nothing new with the Braves pitching. 21 was better than most years, but even like the year with 23, all that amazing offense. What did you have for the Philly series? 2.5 starting pitchers because of the issues that Fried was dealing with and Strider. So you've never had enough pitchers. Snicker should be, I mean, they should have a statue of Snicker for the kind of making, seriously, for making lemonade out of some of the lemons that he was served up. And look, Alex, I'll always give him credit for money balling the replacements for Ronald Acuna. We've talked about that every day this week.
Yep.
But are there too many holes to fix? I mean, you and I every day, I'm sorry, Braves fans get it. There's a guy who can come to the rescue. His name is Austin Riley. You know, you take the last 2 years, it adds up to what he got the previous three years ago in total for RBIs, home run production. You know, he was great in 21, batted 300, 23, he was a monster. And it's fallen off the table.
Yeah. If we could get that, this looks completely different. And I'll say this, if we get off to a good start here over the next 2 weeks, it might change some minds. And look, I'm not saying it sways them one way or the other. I think, Mike, they already know right now what they hope to get done at the trade deadline. But I don't know.
And the other thing with this, I come get some guys, some fans, not all, some fans get hung up on the division. So what? You know, 23, we blew doors, a monumental season. Nothing.
Just get in.
You know, I mean, that was Arcia and Bryce Harper. How'd that work out? I mean, it's just get in and get hot at the right time. You've already gone through your swoon. I can't imagine a team going through a swoon like we just had, Carl, in the month of June.
No, it's a good point. All right, we'll give you a open leaderboard, guys. The first day of the Open Championship, that's the British Open, is complete. We'll tell you who's got legitimate shots heading into day two. And also, we will talk about an experience I don't think most of you thought it would be. Next.
Well, the story, of course, was yesterday what happened at Mercedes-Benz. We can call it that now because Atlanta Stadium is no more. Back to the Benz. It was electrified. We talked about it downtown yesterday. You might have heard Jason last night, Jason Longshore. We got Chris Turtle Thomas coming up tonight at 6 o'clock after Dukes and Bell. But it was bananas, and I was in the middle of all of that along with Carl as we were driving home, where they were taking Marta. But to see all the Argentinian fans and, needless to say, just going bananas. The video of the Argentine fans an hour after the match had concluded, still hanging out inside of the Benz, screaming, cheering, you know, singing their songs. It's just amazing stuff. But that's the big story. And now, of course, there are repercussions over in England. Why did the coach put him into a shell, Carl? The analysis from everybody is basically the team started retreating, and the coach didn't do anything to stop it. And then eventually said, well, if you're going backwards, I better sub in some more defenders. Then you had like, well, everybody was a defender, and you still found a way to make some amazing shots to win the match. So in England, they're losing their minds because they thought this is arguably their best shot in 60 years.
It was. And look, the momentum, I said this to Mike as we talked about this. In football games, I'm talking about our football, American football, we talk about this all the time, right? Big momentum change moment, a shift. And you kind of felt that happening yesterday in that match as Argentina was putting on the pressure and England was just freaking out. Big O, can we play the Harry Kane soundbite where he talked about them struggling to keep the momentum? Because I thought this was a perfect way to put it as England is searching for answers. And it's pretty easy, guys. You let your foot off the gas pedal and you played timid, and it allowed Argentina to gain momentum. And then all of a sudden they had all this confidence. And Mike, look, down there at Skoll Brewing, we were like, these guys are not, they're taking shot after shot.
There was about 4 or 5 minutes after England scored.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Argentina was on its back feet.
Yes.
And it was like a body shot because it felt like one goal might just win this. I know Carl was feeling that way. He wanted to go home at 6. But it was funny how, you know, England just, it's almost like, well, that's it. We've got it. What? I guess the same approach you tried in the Revolutionary War, Carl, didn't work again for you. For crying out loud.
Let's hear Harry Kane. Here's what he said about what he thought went wrong.
I feel like we struggled to keep the momentum of the game. We've done so well for that kind of 60 minutes. We scored. We deserved to be ahead. And then for one reason or another, we struggled to keep the ball. We struggled to put pressure on the ball. And it just allowed them to create more momentum. It created more attacks for them in our final third. It's a normal mindset to try and hang on and try and hang on to the one goal lead. But, you know, we're still 20 minutes plus stoppage time to go. It was always going to be a long time. So we're going to have to watch the game back and find out exactly how we can improve in those situations.
You, Mike, had two of the world's best strikers, and you told them to go play defense. That's what you did with Harry Kane and Bellinger, right?
Bellingham.
You basically said, don't attack. And that's how it felt. Now, look, the match itself was amazing, and congratulations again to Argentina. But I want to just take a second out also to just say, well done, Atlanta.
Heck yeah.
Well done. The World Cup concluded yesterday with a phenomenal match. The guesstimate numbers are out there. 500,000 people estimated traveled through Atlanta during this tournament.
Mm.
That was 5 weeks or so, guys, maybe even 6 heading into the tournament. Over 275,000 people visited the Fan Fest at Centennial Olympic Park. That's not to include all the other places that were just cool to go hang out and watch these matches and be a part of it. So I thought the city did a great job of having activities, Mike, and things to do even for those who didn't have tickets.
Right.
And then if you had tickets, obviously you experienced something that, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of deal. And we talk about sports bucket list. That this is one of them. You right. probably will not see another World Cup in our country for another, what'd you say, 12, 15 years?
Well, I mean, one thing for certain, I mean, Arthur Blank's right in the middle of it. He built this stadium with events like this in mind, and you know, between Atlanta United, and then, of course, as we said, just simply the dimensions of it, Carl. So you got a stadium you can use for a World Cup. It seemed like when this first got built, we're like, World Cup? Oh, yeah. But it seemed like a distant memory.
It did. It was
and
so
here it is.
Away.
It's come and gone. But I do think that, and this is nothing you haven't already seen or read, but all the Europeans, people that came from all over the world, loving America, and taking, you know, some things we take for granted. We've got the stadiums. We got the infrastructure. If you award this to some country with some tin pot dictator, they got to put this together. We got everything ready to go. It's turnkey. Here in the States. So maybe, yeah. just maybe, we get it back within three World Cups. It would be 12 years.
Yeah. I never thought I'd be saying, can't wait till it comes back. But I am.
And it's legitimate opportunity
yeah,
for us.
But I had a ball in watching this. And again, you know, it's one of those things I think a lot of people were like, well, yeah, man, I'll check it out. I don't know what I'll think. And then people literally got into it. And if you didn't have, you know, again, I think most of us from America were rooting for the U.S. men's national team. But even after we got beat, you know, it was like you had all these other great stories. And that right. was the cool thing. You could jump onto something and say, all right, I want this team to win. Because I remember, you know, you asked me, I said, Norway. Because I liked the vibe. I liked right. what was going on. It was cool. They lost. And I said, I told you yesterday, I don't have a rooting interest. I don't want right. to, you know, just give me a good match, man. And they did. And now I'm telling you, I want Argentina to win because I want to see history.
Right. But the feeling is Spain is a juggernaut. And Spain is loaded, and they play great defense, and nobody scores on these guys. And the other thing, the other byproduct, Oren can speak to this, is that goalkeeper for the Cape Verde Islands. He basically was able to skunk these guys in regulation.
Yeah, that's true.
It's amazing. Both teams in the final, which is another one of those cool stories. That was also partly based here in Metro Atlanta with Cape Verde. But getting back to your point, there's a ceiling for soccer in America. Until our better athletes play it and we bust through. I think for the casual fan, a guy right now who's listening, who's a Braves fan or a Falcons fan who doesn't care about soccer,
yeah.
he can't get past the flopping. He can't get past the stoppage time, which makes no sense. And I get that from an American fan standpoint. But there's still some things that I think hopefully MLS will reap the benefits of, but you're going toe-to-toe with the NFL next year.
It's going to be interesting. All right, before we get out of here, we need to give you an update from the Open Championship, which is brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your local trusted fiduciary advisors, and by Bobby Jones Golf Course. Golf open for everyone, and Twin Peaks, eat, drinks, and scenic views. As we look at the leaderboard, guys, round one over at Royal Birkdale is done.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you, Orange. Some appropriate music from across the pond. Where they're licking their wounds, losing to Argentina. By the way, the coach, you're the coach. Complain about the refs. I don't think England gets to complain about refs, okay, for a few years after their path to the cup. Anyway, Jackson Suber?
Who's?
Never heard of him.
Who?
He went to Ole Miss. His mom knows who he is. He's been on tour for a couple of years. He's his best finish, I looked it up earlier, was a fourth at the Byron Nelson this year.
Okay.
So he's, again, will he be there on Sunday? That's a big if. But he's a guy who's grinding, and he's at 5-under, and no one's ever heard of him. Sung Jae Im from Korea. South Korea, that is. 4-under.
Well.
You got a guy from England, Daniel Brown, at 4-under. Thomas Detry from Belgium, 8-under. Robert McIntyre, he's at 8-under. Francesco Molinari, from Italy, at 3-under. Let's get to the Americans. Where's the Americans?
Where are they?
Well, he's leaving the thing, man. But the guys you know, Bryson DeChambeau, he shot a 3-under today, and he was getting criticism from Sir Nick Faldo, who's very upset that anyone takes the spotlight away from Sir Nick Faldo. But he felt that Bryson didn't have a plan. Remember, he didn't make the cut for the other majors. You like what you saw from Bryson attacking Royal Birkdale?
I did. He did have a plan. He was making sure, Mike, that he was putting in his drives. He can drive it anywhere he wants, but put it where it's not in trouble. And, you know, the big thing there is the bunkers, guys. You're going to see it all weekend. You put yourself in danger there. There are 123 bunkers on this course. But he played really well today, and I thought he strategized, which is right. what he hasn't done in a lot of situations, where he just hits the hell out of the ball, and then I'll make it up down there.
Right.
I'm going to outdrive everybody, and it's just that hasn't been a recipe. So I think right. he's playing well. If he plays like this the rest of the weekend, watch out.
So again, DeChambeau is in the mix, guys, at 300. We'll see what he does tomorrow. Scottie Scheffler.
What's going on with Scottie Scheffler?
He's just three shots back. He shot a 200. Again, guys, maybe Subar hangs on. We've already seen guys like Aaron Rye win his PGA Championship. But he's won on tour.
Yes.
You know, and made J.J. Spahn won, and he's hanging around. Spahn, by the way, is even par. Aaron Rye, who won the PGA Championship, he's at one over. Xander Schauffele at one over. Maverick McNealy at one over. But more of those names you're looking at. Scheffler, you think the putting's going to come together for him?
I do. I mentioned this. He started off hot, man. I mean, how hot? He made four birdies on the first six holes.
Oh, man.
So he grabbed an early lead. He was four okay. under at one point.
Right.
I think, and he could have been four under to finish the round. He took a bogey on 17, but yes, Scotty, and I said this to you last week, because we were both like, man, he's wobbling. He might not win this year, major. I think he's going to be right there on Sunday. And real quick, talking about DeChambeau, he hit 15 greens in regulation.
That's big. That's huge.
That's the key, Mike.
Again, sometimes it's like, hey, big fella, take a little off, right? By the way, he's rocking an evil Bryson DeChambeau. See that Fu Manchu?
Oh, I saw that.
Kind of looks like Joe Namath, like circa 1973. let's see here.
What about Tommy Fleetwood?
Tommy Fleetwood? I've got odds on Tommy Fleetwood. What? He's not going to win. He's going to choke. He's
oh, don't one, say that.
One under. John Rahm from Liv at one under. Let's see. Colin Morikawa, two-time major winner at two under.
Okay.
So some of those names that you recognize. And Shane Lowry, the human filibuster, hit the ball already, big guy. He's at one under. So a lot of guys with experience winning the big one. And we'll see. I love waking up on Saturday and Sunday to watch the British.
You said John Rahm's one under, man.
Yeah.
Okay, he's in the mix.
Right.
So, I didn't know what he did today. I didn't get a chance to see. But
Terrell Hatton, he has not done anything crazy. He's a guy who loses. He's like Yosemite Sam. He loses his mind. He's also at one under from the UK. But we'll see. Remember, Phil's not in this one.
No, he's not. Phil's not
doing anything.
No, he's not. Well, except getting kicked out of clubs.
Yeah, that's true, man.
That's neither here nor
so, again, stay tuned, and we'll see what happens. But Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, some of those names. Rory. Rory was very mediocre today, too. Rory's like, what, one over?
Yeah, man, his putter, his flat stick let him down. I mean, he was in position a bunch. Just couldn't hit putts. He was on the edges all day.
I can't even find him. Where is he? I'm looking for him.
I think he's plus two, Mike.
Okay, that's why I can't find him.
Yeah, I think he's plus two.
Yeah, two over for the day. Rory's game is just so incomplete. But anyway, that's your British Open update from Royal Birthday.
All right, man. More of that tomorrow. Also tomorrow, we will get a chance to talk to Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO. Hawks have a new TV home. We will talk more about the Braves as the second half gets underway. And Mike said it. It's funny. A guy hit me up. He goes, Mike's right. All these other teams are going to do something, and we're not going to do anything. I didn't say that we're not going to do anything.
Right.
What I said was, you got to think about it from another perspective. There is a chance that they get look at this and go, if our offense gets where it needs to be,
right.
it changes how this team looks.
Because you really can't add a bat unless you want to add a bat to help out your outfield platoon. Right? Unless
you got all these guys coming back.
You're not going to trade for a big money shortstop. Not that one's going to be out there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and anybody who's really good at shortstop that a team might maybe has a contract coming up, you're going to have to give all those prospects up. So
I don't want to give up Jack, by the way.
No.
I mean, I'm not being.
And nor has Alex ever been fleeced, really.
No. Well,
you know?
Like I said,
Shane Langeliers. Oh, yeah. Remember him? We saw him in the All-Star game, right?
The only reason I say that, guys, it's not because of this year. Chris Sale's not going to pitch forever. He's great. But you are literally setting up your rotation. You got three really good arms in Owen Murphy and J.R. Richie, and Richie's going to learn, and the kid we haven't seen in Cam Caminiti. Those three guys, Mike, look like the future. Now, they may not all pan out.
Right.
The organization will figure that out. But, like, right now, I'm going, and what's the kid that's killing it in Rome? We don't want to give him up either, right?
No. I mean, guys, there are some guys that are certainly untouchable.
Hartman, thank you.
Right, who's a phenom, and Grant got a chance to see him. Grant, he's off this. We give Grant a break for the All-Star break. He'll be back next week with us. But, like, all these questions, man, what does Alex Anthopoulos, what does Braves management think really, really behind closed doors? When you go to sleep at night at places you don't speak, what do you really think about this team? We're going to find out.
All right, man. We got to get out of here. Chris has got you covered. Stay there. He'll be on at 6. Let's clear our throat. Hey, we Want to give a big shout out to Georgia Tech today. Today was ACC Media Days, and we had a chance to talk to their running back, Malachi Hosley. Kid came on. He ran for almost 700 yards last year, 7 touchdowns. He says the running back room is good.
Also said something very interesting.
He did say something interesting. Matter of fact, go check it out.
Yeah.
Odyssey.com. Yeah. You can rewind the interview. But, Mike, he said everybody's buying into Brent Key's, you know, philosophy right. as far as what they want to try to get accomplished this year. So,
and Goose calling the plays now.
Go check that out. Tomorrow we'll also get a chance, as Grant will be back, to talk about the start of the second half. Plenty of Braves conversation. And then we'll talk to our man Brian McFadden as well. B-Mac will be here to talk about the start of training camps, just literally a week away for rookies to report tomorrow. Our rookies report on the 24th. So big show on a Friday. Make sure you're here starting at 2. Big O, great job keeping us on track behind the glass. Day-Day, our executive producer, Mike Bell. Let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
Yo, Mercedes-Benz. What you going to do with all that grass? I saw the videos of the grass already being torn up at Jerry World AT&T Stadium.
What are you saying, in your backyard or something?
I'll be – look, I took the car today, but I can be there tomorrow with the F-150. I'll take all the grass you can sell me. I mean, the grass. I mean, the grass, not
yes,
grass.
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, you know. But I'm telling you, that sod looks beautiful. I wish NFL owners would simply – eat it, and yes, buy the grass and find more grass and keep it growing and find a way, because it's better for your players' knees and Achilles when you're spending all this money on the salary cap. Don't you want your players to stay healthy? Seems like a short-sighted investment that they're not making. Keep the grass. I'll take your grass.
It's interesting. It really is. Hey, LeBron said he's not going to keep us waiting that much longer. How much longer, LeBron? Today, he revealed that he is not going to keep us waiting around. But the funny thing is, he was making a public appearance, Tyrese Halliburton was co-hosting the Mind the Game podcast, and so they did this in public, and you know, in a public forum, and basically he asked him, so is there any decision? And LeBron was like, didn't we talk about this backstage? Bottom line is, he's not ready to reveal, but don't you think he knows?
He knows.
He knows. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you shouldn't be in customer service. You'd be digging ditches, pal.
I want to make one thing clear. There's only one Mr. Voice, and it's me. Me. Got it?
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.